Howdy, folks, and welcome to the April 11th edition of Dead Pit Radio. I am the Creepy Kentuckian.
And I'm not Uncle Bill. Yay!
Yeah, Uncle Bill is gone once again from Dead Pit.
I heard your statement about Steve does a good job, but he when I think of Dead Pit, I think of CK and Uncle Bill.
No, I said that's what people think of.
I know. I don't, that's fine. That's what I think of.
If you ask me, when I think of Dead Pit, personally, I just think of myself because I do all the fucking work. So, that's my opinion. It's just, it's me. I'm the whole fucking show. I'm pointing to myself right now like Rob Van Dam. But this particular show, we were going to do a fan pit, but had a lot of things come up and just been real busy and haven't been able to. I was going to put up an event page, you know, because we can let everybody know. But I want to do that for next week. I'm going to go ahead and put that event page up, probably be up by Friday night or Saturday night. And we're going to have a fan pit next week. And maybe Uncle Bill will be able to join us for that. He was going to join us tonight, but let me tell you how things go in Dead Pit Studio right now, okay? Uncle Bill wants to do the show over Skype, like me and Steve does. Steve, if you lived, 10 minutes from me or something, you'd come down here and do the fucking show, wouldn't you? You're not that fucking bad.
No, I would do the show.
Yeah, I know you would. And, you know, I mean, that's the case. He don't want to, I don't know why, you know. I do know why, but I can't say on here. He'd get pissed.
I'll say it.
What's that?
I don't know.
But, you know, he wanted to do the show late, and I'm like, dude, I want to have the show edited and ready to go before then because I got to get up early and go to work. So Uncle Bill will be joining us next week, and we'll be doing the fan pit portion and all that. This week we'll be talking about the news. A lot of non-horror news to talk about, too. One of the big things that I wanted to touch on, so I could put this up as well on their YouTube page, is the sudden death of one of the biggest icons in the history of professional wrestling. That's the Ultimate Warrior. And it's bizarre, the timing of it all, because Saturday night, he was headlining the WWE Hall of Fame for 2014 WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he was there in high spirits, gave a great speech. Sunday, he was at WrestleMania and came out with the other Hall of Famers, Jake the Snake Roberts, Lita, Paul Bearer, you know, the memory of Paul Bearer, his sons were out there. All those people, Ultimate Warrior was right out there with him. And Monday, he comes out to Monday Night Raw and gives a speech that a lot of people are saying sounds like a eulogy almost. And people were wondering, maybe, did he commit suicide? Was he dying? Did he know he was dying, maybe? Did he have a disease or something that we don't know about? I don't know. I don't think that was the case. I think Ultimate Warrior, if you look back at his, a lot of his, you know, promos and speeches and stuff like that, they were all similar, you know, in similar vein. I think he was talking about, you know, the fans of Ultimate Warrior is going to make Ultimate Warrior live forever, you know. And I don't think he was talking about the man, but, you know, it's very bizarre to see a guy. And I know, like, I don't know what you were thinking about this, but on Monday, he looked off. He was moving slow. He was sweating like crazy. You know, and I think it was a heart issue. He was just, you know, and I know people that have done this before, you know, they're just saying, oh, it's heartburn. It's nothing, you know, and heart disease. I mean, you know, it usually affects overweight people or people that smoke, stuff like that. But, you know, if you abuse, and I know it, he probably had never admitted to it, but if you abuse steroids and stuff like that over a long period of time, I think that wears on your heart as well. And it's one of those deals where I think he just had a sudden heart attack, and it was a fatal one, unfortunately, because the next day, less than 24 hours after that appearance on Raw, he was dead. And it's sad, man. It was like, I saw it online late on Tuesday night. And I was like, what in the shit, man? Is this a prank or something? Or is this one of those fake death things that's always up there? It shook me up a little bit just because, you know, we just saw him. He made his first Raw appearance in like 18 years. And, you know, he was back at the top of the game in wrestling. And he's dead now, which is crazy.
Right.
Steve. Do you want to elaborate any on that or your thoughts about the... I mean, I left it open there. I talked for about 5 minutes straight, so.
Dana kind of told me in the morning that it shows that he died, and I was like, what? I couldn't really process it. Of course, when I got to work, I kind of looked around and found all these things. And I mean, it's just a very weird thing, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people saying it happened. If it was going to happen, it happened at a good time because he'd kind of made peace with wrestling, WWE, and all, you know, a lot of people within that organization. And, you know, of course, you know, he leaves behind his family and stuff. It's just, I don't think no one is prepared to die. Even if you're maybe 90 some years old, it may be a little bit more expected, but, you know, he put a lot of miles on his body. You know, I mean, I think I heard somewhere that he did, of course, he said he did steroids up to like 91 or so, and then he quit taking them. So, I mean, I don't know how long he took them.
I don't believe
long
that
you take
shit.
Them. Well, I don't know, but.
I mean, he did, there was a while there in the early 90s where he was smaller. He looked smaller. But right. If you look at the videos like he made just 3 or 4 years ago when he was making all those YouTube videos, man, I know you work out often. That's not natural. You know, I don't know if he was doing steroids or that HGH or whatever. He was doing something.
That'll make your heart enlarged. And at some point that, you know, it may be a bigger muscle, but, you know, it's just like Eddie Guerrero's heart just like, I think it just tore apart like a piece of tissue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I would have to think that he had a heart attack.
I would think so, too. Because
what about old Nancy Grace with her dumb ass?
Oh, No, I haven't watched any of that stuff.
She had DDP on there, and she's basically just harping on that it was steroids that killed him. And then she brung up Owen Hart, like Owen Hart died of steroids. And I mean... there's a lot of people just on Facebook that are like super pissed at her, which she does do everything in the world to sensationalize anything.
Yeah, that's kind of her MO. I mean,
yeah,
that's why nobody should take. I wouldn't take her seriously. She's kind of funny to watch. I enjoy watching the show sometimes, but
yeah, I do too. Every once in a blue moon.
But yeah, it's sad because, you know, he was still just 54 years old.
I mean, that's only 10 years older than me.
Yeah. And like we were saying, you know, he was gone for so long and he just came back. And it's just weird. The timing of everything was one of the strangest things. And I'm sure, you know, eventually they're going to do an autopsy or whatever, and they'll know exactly what it was. And it sounds like a heart attack, but who knows? I mean, it could have been anything, really. But it's just, it's unfortunate because if you watch that Hall of Fame ceremony, he has two young kids. Right. Even though he's 54, his little girls look like they're, you know, under 10 years old or something. So, yeah, that's just sad news. And, like I said, he was one of the biggest, and I think you got to commend him too, because he was one of those guys that always wanted to do things his way and even sacrificed a lot of his career, a lot of the money he could have made. Like, if he had wanted to, Ultimate Warrior could have been in WWF for life. You know, if he would have played the game, you know, the politics and all that, he could have been around, you know, a lot longer than he was. And he kind of walked away from all that just because, you know, he wanted to do things his way, which, you know, a lot of people, and I think that they made that first DVD, the Rise, or what was it called? The
Self-Destruction.
Yeah. They made that just, I don't know, just because I think that Vince, despised the fact that he, you know, he knew how much money he could make with that guy, and the guy just walked away. You know, it was like, fuck you. I don't need this. And he didn't. I don't think he really did. You know, I mean, he did his own thing. And that's something to be commended for, I think. So, but yeah, it's sad news, and a lot of people were posting videos and stuff like that on it, and I didn't really want to do that. I kind of just wanted to talk about it on the Dead Pit Show, because, you know, that's kind of what we do here.
Yeah, I mean, if he hadn't have died, the big story coming out of WrestleMania was the streak ending.
Yeah.
But now I think that's pretty much been overshadowed because of what happened in real life.
That's true, and there's rumors about the streak. You know, I don't know. I don't. For me, honestly, like, if we go back to the streak thing, a lot of people were bitching and moaning about that. At the end of the day, it was Undertaker's choice.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if it made any sense or not, which I don't think it really made a whole lot of sense, simply because, not that it made sense in the fact that, yeah, Brock Lesnar is a tough motherfucker, and in real life, he could beat the fuck out of The Undertaker. You know, The Undertaker wouldn't have a chance. But for the company, it doesn't make sense. You know, right. Brock Lesnar, he wrestles 3 or 4 times a year. Next time we'll probably see him is right before SummerSlam.
Right.
So.
Well, I think that's why we got a new Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, the King of Swing.
Yeah.
I like that, actually. Who ever come up with that?
That's off. That one dude was called the King of Swing in Hostel. The of course, my horse guy.
Yeah, I don't care about Hostel, though.
I like Hostel.
Well, I don't like you.
Well, of course you don't. You torture me.
So, anyway, WrestleMania, though, was this weekend. Daniel Bryan finally won the title, which I think is good. And it seems like, especially if you watched Raw, that they are really looking to the future and bringing some, yeah, you know, pushing some new guys that main event
level. Are you a boat leaver?
I'm a page turner. That's what I am.
Yeah, I am too.
I like to turn her over, I can tell you that. But anyway, I know people are probably bitching and moaning about the wrestling talking on here, so we will keep that exclusive to the WrestleManiacs, which is on our YouTube page. But anyway, we do have news to get to. It's probably going to be a brief show this week because there's not a whole lot of stuff to talk about. But I did want to do a show this week and keep you guys up to date with all the latest horror news. So we're going to go ahead and get into that. First, there's a few little things on here. Let's see. Bates Motel, which is the second season is currently playing, I think. I don't think it's over yet. A&E, they've actually picked this series up for another season of the Psycho-inspired television series. The show has been doing quite well and has found its audience. It says the incredible writing team and talented Bates Motel cast made this series one of the most compelling original dramas on television. David McKillop the executive producer of A&E recently said, the brilliant twists and turns of the past two seasons keep a loyal fan base coming back for more.
More.
They said that we're proud of the show. So that's good news. And it is, I haven't really watched a whole lot of the second season yet, but it is a good show. I think the cast is great. And it's interesting how they're doing it. It's kind of a reimagining of the whole psycho realm, I guess.
Well, he's getting more action than I ever did when I was his age.
Yeah.
He's done had sex with two hot bitches.
Two? Well,
yeah, he got another one now.
Oh, shit. Norman's a fucking player.
Player from the Himalayas.
But the thing is that I enjoy about the series, from what I've seen of it, is it's really, you know, I don't see Norman Bates, you know, Anthony Perkins. I don't see his character at all in the Norman Bates and Bates Motel. It's just a different, it's the same characters, I guess, but it's just in a different world, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it's modern day, so yeah, that, you got to take, that changes a lot of stuff.
Right.
Back in the 60s, you probably, the world was a lot bigger. Now everything's so small. I mean, you could find out anything you want. So it's, and then, you know, the speed of information is the speed of light now, so anything could be found out. And I guess Norman's brother likes the pot.
Well, who could blame him, Steve? Let's be honest. But that is a fun show. Vera Farmiga is a really good actress too. I like watching her in about anything. She was also in the Conjuring, I think it was.
Yep.
So
her sister is in American Horror Story.
Her sister?
Yeah, her very younger sister.
Oh.
They almost look like they'd be mother and daughter.
Really?
Yep.
Anyway. Eli Roth.
Yes, sir.
It's always fun to talk about Eli Roth. You're a fan of Eli Roth, actually.
Yeah, I listened to him on the Talk is Jericho podcast.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the Talk is Jericho podcast. I actually haven't listened to the Stone Cold podcast in a while either.
About the Roddy Piper podcast.
But cameras will be rolling on the 13th in Chile.
Chile!
Yeah, and now the Deadline website has learned that Keanu Reeves is going to star in the upcoming film Knock Knock from Eli Roth. Lorenzo Izzo of Aftershock and the Green Inferno, and Ada Armanos is also co-starring.
Izzo to the Bizzo.
Yeah, and God damn it, I hate when that happens. Reeves will play a married man whose family is away, and things take a terrifying turn when two young women show up at his house. So,
ooh,
knock, knock, motherfucker, knock, knock.
I hope those same chicks from Hostel.
And here's my thing, okay?
Yeah.
Eli Roth, Green Inferno, right?
Right.
Direct to DVD. That's not coming out in the theater.
Okay? Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. The same thing with this fucking movie. Yep. Guaranteed. Hey, let me tell you a movie, though, that I saw, the movie that I saw last night, Steve.
Okay.
I'll give, you should check this out, okay?
No.
Check this movie out, especially if you want to see blood and guts and insanity. It's the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that has come out ever since he came back, in my opinion, and that is Sabotage.
Okay.
You should check it out. That's all I'm gonna say. It's almost as bloody and gruesome as the Rambo sequel, the Rambo 4.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch The Raid. Hopefully this weekend, The Raid 2. That is
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, I've heard only good things about it. It's insane action. So that's kind of where I like to hover.
That's the best kind of action is insane action.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some more of that creamy horror goodness that everybody loves and likes to put a little bit of butter in it and make it a little creamier.
Ew.
Here on Dead Pirate. Howdy folks, it's Creepy Kentuckian here. Have you ever seen those ultraviolet or voodoo codes included with the newest DVD or Blu-ray releases? If you're not using them, I can. You can send them to me via email at wesvance@gmail.com. That's wesvance@gmail.com. Or you can just send me a private message on Facebook. If you want to send me an image or type out the code, either one will work, and I would greatly appreciate it. With thousands upon thousands of physical copies in my collection, I simply don't have the space to buy movies anymore. So with the help of you guys, I can see the latest releases without having them take up room at Dead Pit headquarters. I will accept any movie and any voodoo credit you have, you can email my way. Once again, that's wesvance@gmail.com, wesvance@gmail.com, or on Facebook, private message me. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opposite, he's busy cranking out some of the most high quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check him out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect.
Welcome back to Dead Pit Radio. CK and Uncle Bill White here.
No, it's the B plan. Holler back at all you B-arches.
Yeah, my freaks in the peaks.
So, anyway, some more news to talk about. We already talked about, I think we already mentioned The Final Terror was coming out on Blu-ray for some ungodly reason.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just fucking bullshit. Like, that is coming out before, like, Phantasm on Blu-ray. It's crazy. But anyway, enough hating on The Final Terror, even though it does deserve quite a bit of hate. It's time to hate on something else. The Pumpkinhead reboot.
Yeah.
Brad Crevoy, who produced Pumpkinhead 2 Blood Wings, Pumpkinhead Ashes to Ashes, and Pumpkinhead Blood Feud, is aiming to reboot the monster that Stan Winston realized on the screen back in 1988. Pumpkinhead is a demon of vengeance, a creature who is summoned by someone looking for revenge. But those who conjure Pumpkinhead will pay a deadly price.
Right on.
So what do you think? Do you think the world needs a Pumpkinhead remake?
No, I think the answer to everything is no. But I mean, I don't really know what to say about that. It's just, I mean, okay. Are we gonna have a CG Pumpkinhead? Is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, because they don't have the money to, do Pumpkinhead justice, like on a direct-to-video, and that's what it would be. It would be a direct-to-video remake, you know.
Mm-hmm. It might as well be on the Sci-Fi Channel, you know. They probably do. They did pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to say that those sci-fi entries were that great, but at least the creature looked good.
I never watched those. I think I might have one of them.
Lance Hendrickson's like does a cameo in one of them. I'm trying to remember. I think I watched the last one, The Ashes to Ashes. But, you know, it's been so long, but they're not any, I think David Bradley's in that too. But, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Well, one thing I want to talk about, or I guess I'm going to try to warn people.
Okay.
Okay. Scream Factory is releasing a French horror movie called Dead Shadows. And I have seen this movie, and it's not too bad, but there isn't. It's one of those things where it ends just as it gets good, and there is no ending. It just, bam, black. So I wouldn't waste a fucking dime or a minute of my time watching something that doesn't have a conclusion. So that's my little bit of
don't waste your goddamn money.
Go down to Walmart and get you some DVDs.
I saw something, though, that I wanted to mention on here that it sounds like it'd be a pretty cool documentary. I don't know why nobody has done anything like this with the the popularity so high with The Walking Dead and just zombie films in general. There's a movie called Dawk of the Dead. It's a zombie documentary coming out this year. Some of the people attached to the documentary include George Romero, Simon Pegg, Bruce Campbell, Max Brooks, Greg Nicotero, Tom Savini, Howard Sherman, John Harrison, many more. And, you know, I guess talking about the entire history of zombie films, and, you know, stuff like zombie video games and just, I guess, how much zombies have become a part of like pop culture as well. You know, you're talking about stuff like you've got Rob Zombie that's so popular, and he was in the band White Zombie, and the Resident Evil video games, stuff like that. So, you know, I just want to let everybody know that you can check. I think it's for free. It's actually available on Epix, which is, you can get that on Roku and watch it for free.
Also, that's we're getting a free couple months of Epix, and they got a channel called Epix Drive-In, which shows a lot of horror and exploitation.
So Epix, I thought Epix was free. It's not.
I doubt it's going to be free. They actually, it's on our cable system now as free for a while, but I think after 3 months, it's going to be taken off. And the Drive-In channel is showing a very Brady sequel. And when I think drive-ins, I don't think of the Brady Bunch, but, you know, whatever.
So, Dawk of the Dead. There you go. All right. Check it out,
so,
I guess.
I thought I'd bring up some Netflix, because I've had Netflix quite a while, and I haven't watched Netflix in at least a month, and I'm pissed that I'm paying money for it.
I know you haven't watched it, because the last thing I watched on there was still the last thing that was viewed, I think.
So, there's some titles that have been added for April. Insidious 2 has been added. I don't know. I don't remember your reaction or opinion to that movie, but to me, it was just like crap.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was. Yeah, it was kind of crap. Actually, I kind of agree with you, I guess.
I mean, I was not scared one time. I watched Insidious before I watched Insidious 2. me and my mom were here, and my mom is just like a screamaholic. When she gets a little scared, she'll scream bloody murder, and I was screaming too. And I already seen the movie, so, and then I go see this one, and it's like, what the fuck has happened? It's just like somebody just messed up, and they just, like, people forgot what they did in the first movie and just started, you know, forgot everything. But some other things that are on there, which is very cool, is a movie called Captain Cronus Vampire Hunter from Hammer. This movie is freaking awesome. I love that movie. I recommend it. You got Frankenstein's Army, which is a movie that came out about a year or so ago. It's kind of a POV kind of crap, but it's weird because Frankenstein's making all these weird combinations of weapons and people mismatch, so somebody may have a big, you know, have big rotor blade arms and stuff, so it's pretty cool. They got the original My Bloody Valentine, and they got the ever-popular Survival of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves that one.
Horseback riding zombies. So, and you got something called Axed. I'm not sure if that's new or not. I can't remember. It sounds familiar. But that's a couple titles. I would definitely check out Captain Cronus.
One that you should watch. Maybe you've seen it. I don't know. But I was just curious, really.
Not curious?
No. It's a documentary called, I think it's just called Angel or something like that. And it's about the transsexual porn star Buck Angel. Do you know who that is?
Buck Angel, no.
Buck Angel, yeah. Dude, it's just fascinating because it's about this guy. Well, it's about this woman who had, you know, the top sex change done, right? But didn't have the bottom done, and now is a kind of a freak porn star, right? But I guess the the hormones that they take and that makes them grow hair, and dude, if you saw this guy, there would be no way you would think that was a woman. Like it's just freaky. It's a guy with a pussy, Steve.
So it's a woman. It's a woman who changed into a man.
Yeah. Aside from downstairs, she still has the. Yeah. And get this, he actually goes like both ways too, or she or whatever. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine that, but it's an interesting documentary though. If you want to check it out.
Well, there's a lot of, we watched one a couple of weeks ago or months ago, which was the last time I probably watched it, was about a documentary that that they were doing for a while in Salt Lake in Utah, mainly was like cleaning up movies and taking out all the dirty words and violent, or not violence, but nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool. And it ended up that one of the big guys that was making all the money and doing it was he got caught trying to have sex with a 14-year-old girl or something. But it's I like documentaries a lot. I mean, I like to watch certain ones over and over again, but it's something I really like a lot.
They haven't had a lot of really good ones on Netflix, at least that I've seen, you know.
There's one I like to watch, even though I know you'll make fun of me for the subject matter. It was called Small Town Gay Bar or something. And somehow I was like, I gotta see what the fuck that's gotta be fucking crazy.
But, yeah, anything like really bizarre, like on a bizarre subject matter or something. Yeah, I'm interested in it. I don't know why, but it's just like, you know, the whole thing with that Buck Angel woman. I mean, that's just so fucking weird, you know, so damn weird.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Couple more news topics to get to, and then I guess that's it, Steve. It'll be a brief show, but, you know, it is what it is here at Dead Pit sometimes. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on, I am going to go see Oculus this week, though, at some point. So, I don't know if y'all going to go watch that? To me, it looks like it'd be alright, I mean.
It looks cool. I'm not sure if we'll go see it this weekend. last weekend we saw Captain America, and that pretty much took up the whole freaking day. So I'm kind of wanting to just lay around and watch stuff I have on my DVR and all these movies that I've gotten recently.
Yeah, but hear back next week, and I'll probably give you my opinion on Oculus.
Oculus.
Yeah, because it is a rare thing to see a horror film in a theater. So.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good, and I like some of the chicks in it, so.
Yep.
You gotta love chicks.
Another film, though, that's coming out here shortly is from Lionsgate. It's coming out on the 25th of this month. It's called The Quiet Ones.
Yeah, the Hammer Films.
It's inspired by true events. The Quiet Ones tells the story of an unorthodox but charismatic professor who uses controversial methods and leads his best students off the grid to take part in a dangerous experiment to create a poltergeist from negative human energy. So I think this one's going to be rather scary, Steve. I don't know if I want to watch this in the dark alone.
You'd probably find somebody to hold on to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the Prestonsburg Playboy.
I'm the creepy Casanova, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Meow.
So, yeah, The Quiet Ones, though. And here's what I've noticed, too, Steve. In dating life and stuff like that, since you're talking about that.
Yeah.
And there's actually a song. Oh, God, I don't know who does this song. But I think it's in, I actually think it's in Savage Street.
Oh, God.
It's The Quiet Ones.
Yeah.
You gotta watch.
Yeah.
And it's truth. That is the fucking truth. Somebody's too fucking quiet. Odds are there's fucking something wrong with them.
Speaking of that, Code Red is putting out all these Blu-rays, 5 Blu-rays coming out. And I'm getting 3 of them. So. You,
well, son of a bitch.
I'm a paid for son of a bitch.
You're getting.
I'm getting.
Which ones you getting, boy?
I'm getting the big Savage Streets, of course.
Right. Although they're not including any extras with that. That piss you off?
No, because I've got the extras.
Yeah, but I mean, they could release the egg. Why couldn't they?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, they could. That way I could get rid of the disc and maybe make a few bucks.
Yep.
But I mean, and I heard Uncle Bill talk about the Redeemer. Who the fuck wants that? I want that. Me and Dana want the Redeemer. So I'm getting that for her. And then later on, I read and a bunch of stuff, and I'm getting Nailgun Massacre on Blu-ray disc.
Ooh, Blu-ray disc.
So I'm not getting Neon Maniacs or Mary Bloody Mary or something. I like to see Bloody Maniacs, or Neon Maniacs, and the Bloody Mary. I've seen that. I've seen that one for sure, and I liked it. But you know, they had a deal where you could get all 5 of them for like $100.
It's not that much of a deal though. Like how much are they actually knocking off of it?
Because
it's like what?
Well, some of them are $19.99, and some are $22.
What I would do is, if I was doing, you know, in Code Red, they don't have a distributor anymore. You know, right. None of these.
Well, they got one online store, a Diabolic DVD. They sell through them.
Right.
But, you know, that's pretty much the only one.
And I don't know why companies don't do this. I would do a subscription service, you know, for so much, you'll get the next, I don't know, 10 releases. And because, I mean, if Scream Factory did that, I would fucking buy it. If you knock the price, you'd have to knock the price in half, though. You know, that's how I would do it. I would not, you know, just take off $3 or $4 a title or something.
I mean, yeah, they could definitely. It could make it a lot sweeter.
Yeah.
I mean, but,
and let's
you know,
be honest here. Scream Factory, they're making a fucking killing off the horror fans. They're making a fortune, and this stuff is just, if anything, it's going up in price.
Yeah, but okay, I like this movie, but why? I have no idea why they're putting it on Blu-ray. Was it Terror Eyes? Or
Deadly Eyes. Yeah.
You talk about people clamming for the Redeemer. Who's clamming for a Blu-ray of Deadly Eyes?
What about Final Terror?
Well, that too. I mean
there's all kinds of stuff.
But that's more well known than Deadly Eyes, and I like Deadly Eyes.
Well, Deadly Eyes, that movie hadn't even been out on DVD before, had it?
No. I like it because it got wiener dogs dressed up as giant rats.
You also have, I think it's Dark Sky Films coming out with the Blu-ray of Death Spa.
Yeah, I seen that too. And I was I'd rather see Aerobicide than Death Spa.
Yeah.
If you're going to get out with the horror workout movies.
But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of, and there's one in particular, though, that I'm really looking forward to. And the artwork on this is freaking awesome. And that would be the Motel Hell Collector's Edition that Scream Factory is coming out with, in the summer.
Yeah, I got the fantastically Arrow version of it.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, I'm not a big Motel Hell person anyway, but it's, I thought I'd get it. Arrow's kind of just retreading a lot of stuff that Shout Factory and some other people are doing.
Speaking of which, though, we're talking about Nathan Thomas Milner, though, that did the artwork for Motel Hell and a lot of other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I recently had him, I commissioned a piece that he did.
For me? So I'm me on it and you?
No. It's actually, I could have done that. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
But, he did a fucking amazing job on this thing. And this is what's going to end up being my very first tattoo, Steve.
Oh, God.
I got him to do it. I'll probably get it on my leg or something. I don't think that would be a good one for my arms.
You got to wear shorts all the time so everybody can see your ink.
Well, I do wear shorts all the time in the summer.
Well, you got some big, long-ass shorts.
That's true.
So they're almost pants.
They're not, Steve.
They're like capri pants.
No, they're not.
For men. Capri jeans.
You wear capris. Not me.
What's this big magical tattoo that you...
I'm not going to tell anybody what it is yet.
It's quite fucking madman giving a blowjob to somebody.
And I'm seriously... he's sending me the original artwork. I've already got a scan of it. Nobody's ever going to get to see the original artwork up close. When I want that tattoo for me and me only, it's going to be one of those deals. So the original artwork, I made sure to tell Nathan, like, to not post that anywhere.
It's not Mankind?
No.
that's all.
None of the stuff he posted, and it's none of the stuff he posted.
I saw What's-His-Face get by that, the creator bought that.
But I tell you what, man, for folks out there that's interested, any sort of thing you can think of, he'll draw it out, and it was like $100. And that's not, to me, that's not bad.
What about Dana? She got that Savage, what is his name, Milton?
Yeah.
Got him to do that Christina Lindbergh thing for me, and he's in freaking England.
Yeah. I mean, you can get these guys to do this stuff. And hell, if you get a tattoo, if you decide you want a tattoo, don't just go pick something out in a tattoo shop that everybody's fucking got. Get something nobody else has. Like, that's what I wanted to do. So.
I'm going to get a tattoo. It's going to be on my shoulder like Goldberg, and it's going to be like my calling card.
I bet you wanted one of them one time.
No.
People think I was Goldberg, dude.
No, I didn't want that. My friend got the fucking barbed wire on the bicep and then a big-ass long feather and shit off of it. Oh, and it's green now. It's just horrible. And he's a cop, and it looks like fucking prison tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
You got to watch who you go to, that's for sure.
Prestonburg's got some great artwork.
Well, there's actually a buddy of mine in Whitesburg that's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's probably about an hour and a half from me.
Is he racist?
That's where I'll go. Yeah. the people of Whitesburg don't get along with the people of Blacksburg.
I bet his place is called, like, Crazy Carl's Carnival of art.
How did you guess?
So it's KKK.
Yeah. It's KKK art. So, yeah. I think it's all for the news, man. There's nothing going on. We were, like, really stretching it out there.
Well, I mean, you got... Well, I mean, there's... Following's still on. I mean, Hannibal is freaking awesome. I mean, have you seen Hannibal this season yet?
No, I haven't seen last season either.
Oh, God, dude. I mean, that's the most... horror thing on television is that, because I mean it's just like Hannibal's just like eating people. He cooked some guy's leg and cut it up and then made him eat it. I just think it's really cool, and it's got the most unique vibe of any movie or any TV show I've seen. I think because it's co-produced for, some European companies are co-producing it. So that's probably why it has a different kind of feel, but I really like it. And it looks like it's getting ready to possibly change over and get into the, maybe almost the Red Dragon storyline at some point soon.
I was looking up though, some Blu-rays and DVDs and stuff that's coming out this week. Man, God. There is nothing. Like, there's some movie with James Duvall in it called Dead Sea. And it comes out. Some movie with Eric Roberts and Daniel Harris called Camp Dread.
Yeah. I mean, how far is Eric Roberts? He's in this kind of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in Dark Knight a couple years ago. He's one of these guys that does anything that they offer him.
There's also like a region-free Blu-ray of Tourist Trap coming out. I bet that probably looks like shit, though, I would say.
I've seen Charles Band was up at Horror Hound, and he was selling it for $15. And I heard a lot of people say it's definitely an improvement over a DVD now. I know there's another company... I think 88 Films in UK, it's coming out with it. So I don't know who's going to have the better one. I've got a copy of Tourist Trap digitally, so I need to kind of watch that maybe this weekend.
Word.
To your mother.
So anyway, like I said, that's it for the show. Yeah, I don't have anything else to talk about. Do you?
Well, I mean, one thing, I guess we kind of messed up and we didn't get the Nightmare City commentary out there. So I've just sent you a new show. If you want to put that up, it's me and Dana playing Pick Your Poison. We go through my collection and pick a letter.
I could put the Nightmare City whatever you want to do. Or do you want to save that for next week? Hello?
I'm sorry, which is the button got pressed.
Well,
I was saying that me and Dana watched the Patrick remake, which is a lot better than the original. So I would definitely check that out. And we watched Terror at Ten Killer with the riff tracks, which is pretty funny.
Terror, that's a slasher movie, right?
Yeah, it's a really bad slasher movie.
Yeah.
I
think I've got the DVD of that. It's like a double feature of Terror at Ten Killer and Last Slumber Party or something like that. Last Slumber Party, man. You wanted to fuck. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, Dana has.
You need to fucking watch that, Steve. You'll die laughing.
Okay.
Because some of the. Like, it looks like it was shot over a span of years, like many years. Because. It has like at least three or four different types of cameras in it. It's got like a film camera, and then it cuts to a video camera, like the same movie. And it's just, it's bad. It's real bad, but it's entertaining at least. Entertainingly shitty.
Well, that's what I like.
Well, you might enjoy that then. But anyway, like I was saying, brief show this week, but there's nothing really going on. We didn't have an interview or anything, but anybody that hasn't checked it out, we did do a WrestleMania 30 post show on the YouTube page. You can check that one out. and check out our show last week that we did with Dustin McNeil, the Phantasm Exhumed book.
Yes.
That should be out there. You should be able to get it right now, I think. So check all that stuff out, and be sure to keep checking back to the number one rated, often imitated, never duplicated Bowlers and Shot Callers of Horror Talk Radio. It's DeadPit.com.
All right.